listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
For new opportunities for your business, what are you saying to the people you meet? Are you clear? Are you concise? Are you compelling? You're not trying to make a sale with your pitch, going from cold to sold in one conversation. The purpose of your pitch is to generate interest, to get the person to say, that's interesting, tell me more, or what's that all about?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe and never miss another show on EPN at epodcastnetwork.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts, and I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my business is that I get to work with people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business, to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. And my programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Hi, everyone. This is Jessica Eves Matthews, and I am so completely thrilled to have you here and to get a chance to share this critical information with you on building a solid legal foundation for your business. And the information that I'm going to be presenting in these podcasts, and that I also present in more detail and more depth in my Business Brilliance programs, as I've mentioned before, comes from my 15 years of experience as a business lawyer and business litigator, as well as being an entrepreneur for many, many years. And what I'm going to share today comes from specific experience that I've had with client issues in launching and running businesses, and also in litigating business disputes for my clients. And really, nothing can take the place of that kind of experience when it comes to having the knowledge to properly launch a business so that it's set up to succeed and thrive. And of course, whether or how you use the information you get today is up to you, but my goal is to make sure that each of you comes away from this podcast from every podcast with at least one tangible step you can take that day to protect your business and yourself from unwanted surprises. And the information I'll be sharing in this podcast series, it applies to all types of businesses, whether you're a mompreneur working from your kitchen table, an ambitious empire builder who has visions of ending up on Oprah, or as the president of a multimillion-dollar company. Regardless of where you are in your business, this is about getting back to basics so that you're set up to thrive no matter what your hopes, dreams, and goals are for your business. And really, this program has been 15 years in the making because I've been working for that long as a lawyer, and then I've also been working for over 2 years to bring this information to you, and I'm just so incredibly excited to get started. And so I need to start out with something that is probably expected of a lawyer, but the reason I'm starting out this way is that I'm not somebody who just decided to get out there and start coaching people on their businesses. I really am one of the few coaches out there today who has the unique perspective and experience that I have of being a business lawyer and of having practiced law and advising clients for almost 15 years. And my clients have ranged from solopreneurs to mom and pop shops to Fortune 500 companies and to some of the richest entrepreneurs in the world. And I have years and years of experience doing the things for my clients that I'm going to teach you about in this podcast series. And I've done each and every one of the things we're going to discuss for my own clients. And I've also represented clients who were in disputes because they didn't take care of the things that we're going to discuss. So I know these subjects well from my years of practice, and the information you're getting really is powerful and time-tested. So one more thing, because I'm a lawyer, I always need to be really clear before I start any of my podcasts that I am not your lawyer. I'm providing you with information and educational materials that will help you clarify what you can do on your own and what you will need a lawyer for in the future. I am not giving legal advice. I don't intend to give legal advice. So consider that this is really the equivalent of going to Barnes & Noble or someplace like that, Amazon, and purchasing a book on how to set up your own LLC. The author of that book is not your lawyer, and you really could never claim that she was, and the same really holds true here. The only way I would be your lawyer is if you lived in one of the states where I'm licensed to practice, and we sat down over an appointment face-to-face, and we discussed your situation and agreed mutually that we were a good fit and got a signed engagement letter between us that would, you know, delineate my hourly fee or my rate and the scope of my engagement as your lawyer. And if that has not happened, I'm not your lawyer, okay? Okay. I also need to say that most of the information I'm providing in this podcast series is based on the American legal system, although I will be providing information for Canadian business people as well, as best as I can. So if you live in another country, some of the rules governing your business may vary, but what we're going to discuss is still applicable because the principles are going to be the same in any country, and at least you will come away with knowing what areas of risk exist and how to ask the right questions to protect your business. You know, there are so many programs out there that talk about marketing, sales, social media, finding your bliss, etc. And all of these things are really important. And I do teach on all of those things in my business brilliance programs. There is one area of launching a business that routinely gets skipped, shortchanged, or ignored, and that is creating a solid legal foundation for your business. And I think it gets overlooked for three main reasons. First, it's pretty intimidating to think about. You know, when you're new in business or you don't have experience with the legal side of running a business, most of us really avoid what we're not comfortable with. So my vow to you is through this series, I'm going to try to make the information as understandable, accessible, and simple as I possibly can. And I want you to use the information I'm going to share with you through this series, so I really want to make it as easy as possible for you. And second, I think we often ignore this side of our business because it's not that we just feel intimidated. We often feel scared when talking about lawyer issues and legal issues. For most of us, it's really outside of our comfort zone. We don't know what we don't know. The idea of hiring a lawyer can be really scary in and of itself, and it also threatens to be pretty expensive. And for many startups or small businesses, it seems really like an expense that can't be justified. Obviously, I think that is a misplaced perspective, and I will address it through this series. But let me just say that the information I'm going to provide you through the series really will be worth many hours of a small business lawyer's time. And it's free. So you made a very wise decision to listen to this podcast, and you're really going to be getting some incredible value by listening. And third, I think the process of getting your legal foundation in place gets overlooked also because it's just boring. I know, it is. It's just so much more fun to think about the creative side of launching a business, especially when you're doing something you feel really passionate about. And I know something about that. I know that legal issues can be dry, really dry, enough to make people's eyes glaze over. But I really don't want to make your eyes glaze over. And I'm thrilled that so many of you are listening to this podcast because it means you're ready to open your eyes and take a huge step forward to protecting your business and yourself from preventable and unwanted problems in the future. And so I'm going to do my very best to make the information interesting, relevant, and easy to understand and apply. Okay, so why are we here? Why do we need to talk about setting up a proper legal foundation? The answer may seem obvious, but really the point of getting your legal house in order is that it frees you up to then get on with the fun part of running your business. You will have the peace of mind after you get your foundation in place. You're going to have peace of mind that you have really done all you can to protect your hard work. And peace of mind is the best food for creativity. It gives you mental and emotional freedom to take your business to the next level. And because that is what I want for each of you, I am really excited about this series. And let me also just say that it is impossible to do a deep dive into each of the subject areas that we're going to be addressing through this series in a short podcast. I do have resources on my website that are going to make it even easier to implement what we're going to discuss here. This is really just can only be a skim on each issue. We just don't have the time to delve any deeper, but do not despair because the information is available to you at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. Again, that's with one T. My goal through this program is really to give you a detailed roadmap for the issues you're going to need to examine in your own business. And then with each podcast, I'm going to work to give you one or two very practical steps you can take immediately to get on the road to a solid legal foundation for your business. I can't give you everything you need here in a podcast, but I can at least get you started. And as I said, you can certainly go to my website to get more information. Once I'm providing this information, obviously what you do with that info is up to you. You can take the steps and the outline roadmap and locate resources on your own to help you implement the steps you need to take. You can hire a good business lawyer in your city to help you. And of course, you can also work with me in my Business Brilliance program. And I've got some incredible resources I'm going to be rolling out in the next few months that is going to make this process pretty painless and very affordable. So it is a good alternative to having a good lawyer. I, of course, would like to see each of you have a relationship with a good business lawyer because I think it's important. But a lot of what I'm going to teach you will eliminate the need to call the lawyer for every little issue. So during this series, I'm going to dig into the five steps of my Business Brilliance program and one of those steps in particular so you can really see the power of what we do in my programs. And I really do promise that by the end of each podcast, you're going to have critical information that you'll be able to implement right away. So the first thing I want to do in this call is turn to the outline of the system that any business owner needs to implement in order to properly set up their business for success and to prevent unwanted surprises. And in subsequent podcasts, I'm going to start delving into more specific issues along that roadmap and within that system. So my system is called the Blueprint to Business Brilliance, and it's the five C's to startup success. And the legal foundation issues are addressed in the second C. That is my Foundations for Business Brilliance, which is the name of this podcast. And in that program, we're going to walk through the five facets of a proper legal foundation. So that really is going to be the focus of this program. But to give you sort of the 30,000-foot view, I first want to go through all five facets of building a solid legal foundation. And then we can begin to address each one in subsequent podcasts. The facets are, the first one is called the mama of all foundations, a brilliant business structure. And that is what I'm going to address in my next podcast. The second facet is protecting your brilliant ideas, information, and future. And we will be turning to that as well. That includes things like intellectual property. The third facet is working brilliantly with others, clients, customers, employees, and independent contractors. That's going to include contract information that you would need for those types of relationships. The fourth facet is really about keeping your house in brilliant order, and that includes how you organize and maintain your business records. And the fifth facet is protecting your brilliant real-world business in the virtual world. And so that's going to address issues relating to having a website and an internet presence, including social media. That is the outline, and that's what we're going to be addressing in this series. In the next call, I'm going to dig into facet one of the system, which is a brilliant business structure. And I'm really excited to get into that with you. So I really hope that you'll visit again and listen to podcast number two. So for now, thank you again for tuning in to Foundations of Business Brilliance and to EPN. This is Jessica Eves Matthews signing off. And remember to be brave, be bold, and be business brilliant. See you next time.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is, really stupid. And that's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world, throughout history, so I'm not pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is, it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.